Time to look at the world of travel, and this afternoon we're going to Lapland. Sean Lewis from Journeys Worldwide joins me. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Lapland. Tell us, first of all, what is Lapland? It's a part of a country, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty much the northern sector of Finland. Some people feel it overlaps across into Sweden and a bit of Norway. But yeah, it's the home of Father Christmas. I think everybody pretty much knows that one.
So why are we heading there? What's the apart from being the home of Father Christmas, what are the attractions for tourists to go to Lapland?
It's just a beautiful area of the world. I mean, most people will be heading across in the winter, and the snow is phenomenal up there. Finland in general is considered by the UN to be the happiest country in the world. I know Bhutan disagrees, and they claim that one, but the UN claims Finland is. And the atmosphere around Christmas time is just phenomenal. You know, you've got all the lights, you've got the whole thing around Father Christmas, and of course there's the skiing, tobogganing, snowshoeing, there's the huskies, you can go on husky trips, you can go with the reindeers. There's one of the trips that we organize goes up, and you get to actually go into an amethyst mine, and you can pick out a little piece of amethyst to bring home with you. And then, of course, there's a whole myriad of other things. You can also jump on a cruise, an icebreaker if you want. You can get in, actually jump in the water in a dry suit, or you can try what's becoming very popular at the moment in a bit of cryotherapy, and just maybe after a sauna, as they call it, which is very popular up there. There's over 3 million of them across in Finland. From the heat and the social aspect of a sauna, go and run and jump into an ice hole, and that certainly wakes you up.
What, without any sort of, you just like going for a swim, you don't get the wetsuit or any of those protections, you go straight from the hot
into
the cold. Oh dear. Okay, right.
They reckon it helps to speed up recovery time and reduce your injuries, increase your energy, improve your sleep. And they reckon if that's not going to cure it, then sadly it's incurable.
Look, the thing about that, sure, I'm, you know, city going, oh, there's no way. But when you are in that environment, you just have to do it, don't you?
Oh, you got to.
Yeah.
You're going to be crazy, but you'll certainly bring back some memories.
Now, you mentioned before people go in winter. How cold is it? Does it affect moving around? Is it, like, really cold?
Oh, very, very cold. And it's something that they will talk about a lot across there. And they don't talk about minors. They just talk in figures. If you happen to go above zero, then you can say plus, but otherwise it's always just in negatives. But generally, you know, people are very well catered for, and we normally organize the proper boots and things like that that can all be organized. You don't have to take it from here. But, you know, once you've got the proper clothing and equipment, it's not too bad, and there's some great activities to be done out there.
What's black pot coffee?
Something that they love, and it's something that from Africa we used to, a lot in the camps, loved as well. But it actually, all it refers to is the fact that the pot of coffee stays on the fire and it's all blackened with the soot, and you never clean it because that alters the taste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the process of going to another country, isn't it? Learning those little bits and pieces. So winter, is it worth going in summer? I mean, is it like going to the ski fields in summer? You sort of think, oh, I wonder what it would be like in winter. Would you go in summer at all?
It is very popular in summer as well, and it's beautiful. Especially later in summer, it's just stunningly green. A huge number of forests, and berry picking is very popular, berry and mushroom picking. And birds, people who love birds, it's just the calls and everything. It's just a huge number of migrants up at that time of the year. And just a very pretty time of the year to be there as well. And 24-hour sunlight. So, as they say, you know, one day can last 3 months, really.
So you can also see the northern lights there, can't you? But you can't guarantee that you'll see the northern lights. But if you can see them, you'll see them there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely. It's one of the best places to see. You know, the further north you go, obviously, the better it is. And so northern Scandinavia, Finland and Sweden, they reckon on average about 200 days of the year you will see the northern lights. It doesn't last for long. It might last for about 4 minutes on average. But, you know, and it sort of builds itself up. But normally between about 10 o'clock at night and 2 in the morning is about the best time to get to see them.
But there is no guarantee. You can't guarantee nature that something is going to happen. Although a mate of mine was there, I think, last year or the year before last, and he got to see him a couple of nights in a row, and the photos are extraordinary. But the photos don't do anything justice when you can see it in real life. Will you see reindeer, many reindeer around, or is that like, are they like kangaroos here, or what's the story?
There are a bit, yes. There are quite a few of them around. They're all over the place, the reindeer, the elk. So you will very likely see some up there. Things that you know people do expect to see, like bears and so on, not so common. Polar bears, people think they're going to see them, but you're a little bit too far south for that.
Food? What's the food like?
Food is very good. It's certainly something, it's different, and it's part of the travel, I suppose. You've got to go in and try out what's across them.
So how do you get there?
The best way we find is with Finnair. They've got some great specials on. They've got a business class flight across there at the moment, which is going for about 5,000. And then they've got a fantastic also around the world fare where you've got about up to 8 stops. It's only about 1,800 plus taxes.
Wow.
Which is a very good. And so normally it's you're going with probably Qantas from here, and you're normally from via Hong Kong up to Helsinki. And from there, you can go to all the other European stops.
Okay, mate. So, and more information, journeysworldwide.com.au. Or if someone would like to ring you in the office, how can they get in touch with Journeys Worldwide?
Trying to remember it this week. 1-300-330-232, just because I said that, or 1-300-734-788.
Good on you, mate. We'll chat to you next week. You've whetted the appetite for Lapland and Finland and those colder climes, particularly after we've just been through the warm weather. You have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much, Mark. You have a good week,
Sean too. Lewis from Journeys Worldwide, journeysworldwide.com.au.